Hello.
That sounds posh. And welcome
to BB Cat. Oh shit!
Live from the Big Brother Canada studios.
It's BB on Blast. BB Canada season 12.
Now, if you don't know who we are, where have you been? I'm Gaz.
I'm Lindsay.
And we're calling you now from London, England. Come through. Was it North Hollywood or something? Was that in North Hollywood? Why are they calling it that?
I don't know. I thought Hollywood was quite a small place. I didn't know. I had a North and South.
I think they're trying to do like a Canadian spin on Hollywood or something.
Oh, right.
Because I don't think Hollywood has got like blue snow-capped mountains in the background, has it?
No, it has a lot of sun, I've heard. If you've never tuned in before, we have been podcasting about Big Brother Canada for
quite some time.
The whole time it's been on, basically. And we love it very much most of the time. I do think it's a bit of a slow start, but, you know, we'll give it a chance. I feel like the usual thing. I don't know who the housemates are. Everyone looks the same.
I hate to lead with a problem, like, why aren't they putting the names on the screen?
Yeah.
They've given us a package at the start where they're like, here's this person's name, here's that person's name, but they're not talking.
Very quickly.
And then they just expect us to catch on, like, as they walk out and through the VTs. They didn't put any names up. I'm like, who is it?
Trying to make notes here.
Exactly. I was like, to Dan, what's her name? What's their name? What, Todd?
Yeah. So if we get if we get the names wrong, give us a pass for this week. Next week we'll have picked it up.
Put my hands up. I don't know the names yet on this lot. Do you?
No.
I know one.
Did you, what, Spicy V?
Sorry, I know it's three.
did you get any inside information before the show
from Marissa?
Started?
Oh, yeah. I had the notes on production.
Not necessarily from Marissa, but, you know, just from Twitter.
No, I didn't have anything.
No.
No.
You went in cold.
No, okay, sorry. I did look at the bios when they came out. Do you know, Lindsay, so they announced the housemates.
Yeah.
Then before the show started, they replaced one of them.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know why. Ooh. Oh my God, I mean to ask Alfie if he knows why.
Yeah, you should have done that before.
I should have done that before, but I've had other things going on this week.
Oh, I wonder what happened. Did you see a picture of the original person? Did they look like a wrong
one? I must have done, but they basically, Big Brother Canada did a thread of tweets where they had the picture and the sentence and the pronouns, the age, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that person, they just deleted that tweet. So when you go through the thread, it's like, poster deleted it.
Oops.
And then the replacement was,
the guy, the
Asian man who was born in Thailand from Cambodia.
Tovu or something. We've got it written down later. The guy who goes in and goes, yeah, I'm going to win every single competition. Yeah, that works out well. Great strategy. People who go in and say that, stop. It reminds me of that guy.
Big Brother Australia.
Yes.
Sabong.
He went in and he was like that. I'm going
to start doing handstands.
Fucking contorting his body and doing like flips in the back garden that everyone's like, okay, he can go. Not a good strategy. Not at all.
Legacy of Sabong lives on longer than it ever should have done.
The fact
it?
You remembered his name is a fucking miracle. What did you think of the intro this year? I thought there wasn't as much fanfare as usual.
Did you miss the ominous Big Brother character?
Yeah, I missed, like, you know, just the ridiculousness of it. Although they did have quite a good, you know, digging through the house, showing all the different rooms and everything. That was quite good.
Did they? Like a little drone, cam or something? Good.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, apparently, fame is the name of the game.
Is it?
And Arissa said we're going to find out how much they're willing to pay for it.
Oh.
I don't ever think of people going on Big Brother Canada for fame, though, do you?
Well, no, because it only gets about 300 viewers.
Well, probably less now because there's no live feed. The way people have been moaning about that live feed.
Oh, people get on my nerves.
I just think,
watch it or don't watch it. Just shut the fuck up about it.
What a buzzkill.
God, just shut up.
Nice. A minute to think it.
Nice.
But it is because basically,
it's annoying.
You know, they're trying to promote their show. Arissa's trying to talk about it as well.
Excuse me.
All people are going on about is bring back the live feed. Is there? I mean, I know that we did the same when Big Brother UK live feed went.
But it's been like 2 years now. Like, get over it.
But did we get over it within 2 years? I didn't.
I didn't either.
But it's annoying. It's like people saying they're not going to watch it because of the live feed. Now, we
don't watch it then, or shut up.
We've never really been live feeders. It's difficult when you're on a different continent.
Mm.
I was quite into the live feed when Nikki and Tim were in there.
Oh, that was great. Apart from that, yeah,
not really been a live feeder myself. So it's not a great loss for us and doesn't affect our enjoyment of the show. But for a lot of people, it obviously does.
But it affects my enjoyment of listening to other podcasts when all I hear is people moaning about... I haven't listened to any podcasts about it yet because obviously I wanted our opinions to be
People already making podcasts about it.
Yeah, because they did like
Rob has a podcast, that one.
They did a first impressions podcast, which I've not listened to yet. But I will have more information about Housemates once I've listened to that.
They would have watched all those intro packages and stuff. We haven't bothered.
They might know about the mystery person who got replaced as well.
So this in from Alfie, not a clue. They've never said a thing and nothing's come out about it. So we don't know why that person's left. It could be they had like bad news from home or whatever and they didn't want to take part anymore.
Could have had some dubious tweets.
They could have had dubious tweets. Perhaps they've got a better care background check system than we have in the UK. You never know.
So this whole Hollywood theme, what do you think? My personal view is a bit half-assed. Not exactly the Odyssey, is it? Just some gold. Just like CVB, just some gold star there.
Put one on the floor over there.
That'll do. Crap.
Big Brother producers and gold stars.
Yeah.
Handshake emoji.
Yeah.
That's the tweet that I need to make, actually, which about one person will understand.
What do you think?
It's the least... impressive Big Brother Canada house ever,
budget.
I would say.
On a budget,
I think they probably are doing it on a budget. But you don't usually mind about the house, right? For you, it's not about that.
Well, I do like the Big Brother Canada house. It's normally quite, you know, spectacular. Yeah. This time it's just like, like the couch wasn't that fun. Like, nothing looked
they
that
They always have a bit of a boring sofa.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I do like, okay, here's what I like. I like the outside area that they've done. They've got like, I think they've got two outside areas now. They've got a hot tub.
They've got a big outside area, I'll give them that.
And they've got that bit with like a sort of A-frame type situation and seats and like a fake fireplace, which I don't think they've ever had before. And I really like the look of that bit. I like the trophies referencing old players.
That was fun. And I like the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but did you see the problem with the Wall of Fame? Floor of Fame. Walk of Fame. Or walk of Shame, all right?
No, what was the problem?
They spelt John Pardee's name with an H in it.
Oops. Was John Pardee on Twitter kicking off?
I just saw Alfie moaning about it. But
I wonder what they put for the Pax Brothers. My personal faves.
Here's what I thought was weird. They've got rid of... like, they used to have a big brother eye over the... doorway into the yard, didn't they?
Oh yeah,
the stained glass one.
That was
one
nice.
Time. That was really cool.
That was nice.
Now they've put like a variant of like the portrait up there.
Okay,
but we haven't seen it properly yet because they did this intro package where. Well, this is what was weird. They did the intro package where they showed every housemate and their names. Then they showed the house, but they blurred that bit out.
Oh,
it's like you're not allowed to see them yet. So maybe they like made it for I don't know digital and they blurred it.
Right.
So I haven't seen that. That picture yet, which do you remember they had like the weird portrait like the traitors last year of the old that was a legacy housemates that had that there, wasn't it?
It was. What are they hiding from us? Let us know what's happening. We need to know.
What for me the problem with this house is it's all just too the same.
Boring.
Like it's very white. It's very plain. It's very like polished marble floors. And I guess that fits like a Hollywood theme, but like visually it's just a bit dull.
Hollywood theme is just not a good theme. We need to make,
You say that, but isn't it? Because aren't they going to play on genres when it comes to the comps? Which I think is quite a good idea. Even horror, they said. Oh, God.
Yeah, the Sonic
Not
Air,
the fucking... what was that thing off of US?
What was
the creepy
Reaper thing. Oh, the Gorgon. What was it?
The Never Gorgon.
That was it.
Not the Never Gorgon making his way over to Canada, Hollywood North.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, what is the BB Can house called? Has it got an alias, this series?
I think she did say something, but I forgot.
She.
The cat's mother. How was Arissa looking? I thought she looked nice in silver.
I can't remember.
Didn't even notice. Oh, how fucking rude.
But she was wearing purple in the promo picture, which I really liked. And I thought, oh, purple's good colour on Arissa.
Silver
didn't even impact on me.
Silver was
good.
Trust me, it was good.
Actually, what do you think about the general styling? because obviously they do style the housemates. I thought overall, as they went in, it was better than usual.
Oh, no Kevy Wevy style wallpaper jackets.
There was one of them.
Oh, was there?
I think on that Elijah guy.
Can't escape. I have written some stuff about the styling as we go through. I mean, the style that popped out the most was Spicy V.
Bloody hell.
I thought something literally was going to pop out.
Everyone was hoping.
Spicy V, you need to get that dress two sizes bigger, girl.
Her boobs look great, though, but I thought, oh, imagine without the support.
Oh, God. So, yeah, no. Just absolutely not. Anyway, we'll get on to that. And also the veto. They showed the veto. It's now called the executive power, I think. And it looked even uglier than usual.
Absolutely huge.
Oh, stop fucking with the veto. Leave it be. Then I heard two superstars were going, and I was like, I'd avoided this. Did you avoid it?
No, so they announced there were going to be two returning players, so I didn't know there were going to be. So who?
But you did you know who they were going to be?
I found out. I was spoiled on Twitter by mistake. It's not Alfie's fault. It's my fault for not muting the hashtag.
I just thought Ica seemed the obvious choice. It's always Ica. And then
who else?
I thought Kevin Jacobs maybe.
So you would have thought Kevin Jacobs.
He would have been perfect.
He must be busy. Surely. Yeah,
he would have been perfect. Obviously, Kuzi couldn't go on because didn't she? Why? Is she on contract with Traitors still?
Oh,
you can't. Yeah, you can't go on another show for like 6 months after or something.
That's something,
like
that. Something I've told you.
You've acting like it's a surprise to you, so I don't think so.
Well, I was under contract from the last game show I did. So that's what I was saying.
Because I know Janelle couldn't go on Reindeer Games because she'd been on Traitors just before.
I don't know if like Kuzi would still be under contract for that if it's like long. If it would have expired, but you might be right.
I think I am right.
Anyway. Just ask Rissa.
Imagine if you had Kuzi and Spicy V in. Now, I think that would be good.
I don't think they'd like each
other. No, nor do I. That's why I think it
might be good. To be honest, and I know that it's like been done and it's boring for a lot of people probably, but I would want to see Gary come back every time. I would have liked Kuzi and Gary.
I think they would have been great returnees.
Good, yeah. I would have liked Kevin, of course. Not Kevin Webby. I've seen enough of him.
Not Kevin Robert Martin.
Had to sit through him on the Traitors as well.
Oh, God.
Karen would have been a good returnee. Oh, God,
imagine. I do wonder how they came to the decision of Spicy V and Anthony.
Imagine Ica and Dimitri's came back.
Yeah, oh, that would be good. Yeah, we'd have to battle against each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, the two superstars were just teased here. We haven't seen who they are yet, so we don't know yet.
Couldn't tell from the outlines either, could you?
No. No, especially as their outline's quite different to how they used to be.
Bigger, better, and...
You are.
But I'm back bigger, better, and bolder than before.
I think both of them have got hooked on Wendy's since the last time they were in the house. But anyway, we're moving on. So, the people were introduced, and they were Bailey, who said she's a bitch, and she's 34.
That was quite a good VT, I thought.
Is she the one with short blonde hair?
Hang on a minute. Dan gasps and said they're putting Kevin back. There you go. There's call for Kevin to come back. Yeah, Big Brother Canada.
It should have been Kevin.
I'm a very messy eater, but I leave no crumbs, said Bailey.
I don't know what that means.
What? You know, she's got like the sass. She's going to...
She didn't give
clear
off,
out the competition.
She didn't give off a good impression, I thought, first impression.
You're messy and you do leave crumbs.
Gaz has been picking up my crumbs as I've been eating. These are very short, these clips packages, aren't they?
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Because they splice them all together as well. Yeah. How old is Bailey, do we know?
34.
Have you got the ages down? I haven't got the cheat sheet. Do we need one?
We do, but I feel like right
the average age is a little higher.
Yeah, there was
in this
some
series. There's a few in the 40s, isn't there?
Good.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Next thing was Elijah. He's 31. He's a teacher. He's wearing a bow tie.
He's the dweeb, isn't he?
He was giving off a bit of Jordan Palmer heart energy, I thought.
Oh, I was thinking the guy that Nikki married.
Oh, Joel.
Joel.
Similar vibe. He was writing the name Mitch on a whiteboard to show that he was a super fan.
What, Mitch Muffin?
Yeah.
Isn't he a bit of a lame player?
Mitch Muffin?
Yeah.
No, he got destroyed by the Secret House, remember? He was running the place and then they let old thingy back in. I want to say LaToya, but it's not right, is it? LaVita. And she blew up his gang.
Mitch and Kelsey. Muffin. Is he who I think he is? He got like short dark hair.
He's got short hair.
Yeah. I thought he was a bit of a lame player. Did he call himself the butterfly of death?
No, that was Johnny.
I mixed them two up. Yeah. They're quite similar, aren't they? Similar character.
Sort of. If you like. God. People just turning off right now. Should we keep it moving?
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
Kayla is 26 and she likes volleyball.
Yeah.
She's very tall. A lot of the women were very, very tall, I noticed. Reminds me of Zendaya offering.
She does look like Zendaya.
Okay, good. That wasn't just me being off then. No. Good.
She says she wants to inspire confidence in young black girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I don't know, I've written leadership and wants a women's alliance. Oh, not the women's alliance. God, never luck. Work,
keep
will it?
Keep that quiet. Don't mention it.
Who's little BP? Little Brad Pitt? Lol.
Matthew.
Is he a little BP? He don't look like Brad Pitt.
When he said that, it's just like, what are you talking about? He's 27. It is part Fijian and part Zion.
Oh, this boy.
Mm.
He said, oh, I look like a white person, like my mom, but actually I've got, like, what did he say? The personality of the island boy.
Oh, okay.
He's desperate to align himself with his better half.
Well... Let's see. at this point, I've written, I like the BB Gates.
I like them too. They do actually look like Studio Gates because I watched this. Have you seen that drama on Netflix called Hollywood?
No.
It was quite a good one. They like, it was about like the gays in old Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it reminded me of the Gates in that.
Okay. so the first four went in. I like the wine glasses with the black.
Oh, I don't like that. Oh, you don't like that? Because I keep thinking they've got Coke in them.
Finally, I can tell you the gold cups, my gold cups theory that I've been... Do you remember? I've been wanting to tell you this about the Love is Blind gold cups.
Oh, they're in Big Brother UK.
And they're in Big Brother UK. You were like, why? Your house tour, your infamous house tour, which people should go and watch on YouTube.
Yeah, go watch my Big Brother UK
house tour.
You said,
why has Big Brother got these bloody gold cups?
YouTube, search BB on Blast. Yeah, why have they? Is it a reality TV conspiracy you've got?
No, it's not a conspiracy. It's so obvious once you know. For continuity. So if you're drinking and they're editing it,
yeah,
you can't see what's in the gold cups. So when they splice it all together, like in Love is Blind.
No, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is for continuity. So you can't tell.
How full the glasses. Oh, yeah. How did you learn? How did you crack that?
Someone said it on a podcast. Oh. Just literally stolen off someone else's podcast.
But you're right, because if the level is going up and down, they can't put things out of order.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
What podcast did we steal that
from? Heard it here second.
Was that Rob has a podcast?
No, I can't remember what it could have been.
It the reality? I've forgotten what it's called.
That one. Could have been. I can't remember. It was so long. It was about 3 or 4 months ago that I heard it.
It sounds like an insight they would come up with, to be honest.
Yeah, I've been waiting to tell you ever since. But it makes sense now, doesn't it? Because when they're having an argument, Love is Blind, it can go on for quite a long time, can't it? And they probably edit it to make it more interesting.
Like that. I don't like it even more now. I don't like them aesthetically, and I don't like producers messing with our edits.
Leave those cups alone.
Yeah, and those cuts too. I also enjoyed the bottle of champagne or Prosecco. It was like bejeweled. It looked like a nice bottle.
Oh, I missed that. Bejeweled.
Yeah, bejazzled. Nice. But I don't like those glasses. I keep thinking people are drinking Coke out of them.
Oh, because of the black?
Yeah.
I like them. I think they look quite stylish. They look quite nice in my house. I've got a golden black theme in my living room.
Yeah, you have.
next in was Donna, 26. She was insecure growing up, but she's a bit of a hottie now, I think. She looks very tall too. Oh, she was in banking and now she's an artist.
Oh, she likes to paint terrible pictures.
I was going
to
say, what did you think of her art? It was...
What was the wine in Big Brother Canada called again? Deception Valley or something.
Deception Grove or something like that, wasn't it?
I was trying to think of that and I couldn't remember. Elijah.
Elijah, why have we gone back to him?
Because I just got something he was saying about the names on the trophies. He said lots of people from olden times. Big Brother Canada 1742.
Rude. Go on.
That Donna looks a little bit like Lana Del Rey, I thought.
Oh.
Lana Del Fay.
She looks better than Lana Del Rey does these days.
Isn't she working in a fast food restaurant for some reason?
Done something to her face. It's bad. Very talented, though.
Guinness next. 48-year-old.
Yeah, I thought he looked
quite younger.
I thought he looked good for 48.
Textile designer. He's a bit OTT. He wants to have fun with the villainry, which isn't really a word, is it? The villainry?
No, it is not. Yeah, he misses the villains in the house. When Kevin Jacobs went in, he said he was going to be a villain.
I think he wants to be the new Kevin Jacobs, don't you? Mm. But possibly even more evil.
He will not be a comp beast, but a puzzle pup.
What did you think about puzzle pup?
I'm not sure about that.
Sounds a bit gay, doesn't it?
Is he giving gay?
I don't know, but that gave me gay vibes. Because you know, like...
I mean, the blue hair's giving me gay vibes.
Well, there's that as well. You know the furries?
Yes.
I feel like puzzle pup, that sounds like sort of like furry type thing. Maybe he's a furry on the outside.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Avery is the next housemate.
Mm.
She likes to dress androgynously. She hates preppy people.
Mm.
She's a lesbian. I said, when I've heard her name, I said, oh, that makes sense because she's had a few birds inside her.
Nice. That's like a sort of joke that Jim McDonald was
made. Jim McDonald?
Not Jim McDonald. Jim Davidson. Jim McDonald's someone of Coronation Street. Oh, fuck me. The Canadian listeners are going to be like, who?
Is it? How do you spell Avery? A-V-E-R-Y, is it?
Yeah.
It's not aviary, is it?
No, that's a place where the birds live. I like her so far. Mainly because she put some respect on Gary's name later on. When they were looking down the Hall of Fame.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she said Julian. Yeah. Oh, but Gary should have won.
Should have been Gary, correct.
Wait a minute. Next was Tola. There you go.
Toto, I've written. Because the name was going so quick.
Well, they didn't put the names up.
God's sake.
See, Arissa, if you put the names up, we wouldn't have incidents like Tola being called Toto. So he's Khmer, born in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Do you know the term
I thought you'd
Khmer?
Like this.
Do you know the term Khmer?
No.
That's the name for a Cambodian person.
Oh.
The word for a Cambodian person.
I thought you'd like him because you're
one of mine.
One with the Thai culture, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean... I'm yet to see. I'm yet to know. I'm not like instantly warming to him for some reason, even though I did warm to... Well, who was it again? Tasteless Waffles.
Oh. What... Who was the Thai person? Was she?
She was half Thai, wasn't she?
Oh, was she? Why have I forgotten what her name is? God, this is so bad.
Listeners are screaming.
Oh, this is so bad.
Shall I go to the BB Canals?
No, don't. We need to actually remember this.
Begins with
this
S.
Is bad. This is so bad.
She's the icon of the game.
Oh my God.
Would have been nice to see her return.
This proves something's up with us.
Yeah, we can't old age. This.
Worse than that. so something like Sultana, but it's not. It's so
Santina.
See?
That's like grandparents going through the names and not getting it quite right. Something like Sultana.
We got there though. See, it was there somewhere in a cloud.
Santina. Santina.
In a raisiny cloud.
Fuck it.
Wow, that is so
Yeah,
bad.
Santina was half Thai, wasn't she? And I backed her in a big
she
way.
Was fun.
But so he's actually Cambodian, but born in Thailand because Cambodia had a genocide when he was a kid.
Okay, that's not good.
It's not good. So his thing is he's going to be, what, the highest jumper?
Oh.
What else?
Winning every comp. It's not possible. He'll be undefeated in the house. Well, he's already been defeated, so whatever.
I think that he's got sort of like late entrance syndrome because he was a replacement.
Is he the replacement?
Yeah, he's the replacement.
Oh,
I think he wants to like really prove himself even more.
Did you get his age? I missed it.
I didn't, no.
He's married with a daughter.
He looks about 40 though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he might be older than that. I'm not sure though. I liked Donna's PVC dress going in. She looked good. But they were coming out some really weird music. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't the normal BB Can music.
It was. I just couldn't stop concentrating on it and it was just making me laugh. It was just so weird. It's like, what are they thinking? What do you think of the diary room? The diary room stool.
I really felt like messaging Arissa and saying, look, you had such a good run where you had a few nice chairs and now you've just gone back to the diary room poof. And it's just like, it's lazy.
It is, it's shit.
Because imagine, like, with a Hollywood theme, what you could do with the diary room chair. Oh. You could make it almost like an opulent gold, like a sort of take on an Oscar statue or something that they could sit behind,
yeah,
sit on.
Can't be bothered. Clearly, can't be asked.
Do you think, is the back bit supposed to be, you know, like Bond, where that lens, that thing that opens up in Bond?
No.
Like a shutter.
Right.
Like a lens shutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes up. I see. Is that what the backdrop of the diary is meant to be? Yeah.
You know more about James Bond than I do.
I do. I think it's
sexist bullshit, personally. And I know you like
it. I love it.
So when I found out you like James Bond, that was one of the weirdest things I've ever found out about you. It was just like so at odds with everything you stand for. It's just like, who are you?
Only the Daniel Craig Bonds.
It's the straight man in you trying to get out.
I used to play the video games as well.
Oh my God. Anyway. So
next up is Vivek,
I think.
I couldn't spell it because I couldn't see it, so I don't know how to spell it.
I think it's V-I-V-I-K.
That's how I've spelled it too. He's Indian. His family. 25. Oh, is he only 25? His family lived in a motel, and now they own it. That's all I've got from.
Oh yeah, and they're very proud to own it. And he used to be in the army, he said.
Oh yeah, I know. He's one of those people who what I like about what Big Brother Canada tells me about Canada is there's people like Aika who have like emigrated to Canada and they just feel like, oh, I've had so many great opportunities because of Canada. It makes Canada look like a fucking utopia. I'm sure it's far from it, but like when you hear people talk about it like that, I think it's nice.
It is nice, and I'm sure it is a utopia compared to other places nearby America. Lexus is next. Lexus, that's not a name. That's a car.
Is it spelled with a US on the end?
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Is that how the car's spelled? It is, isn't it?
I think so. That's like being called Mini. Or so. Oh, no, hold on. You can be called Mini. It's like being called Volvo. Mercedes. Volvo.
That's Mercedes, a name too.
Yeah. Volvo. Porsche.
Volkswagen.
That's not... It's just stupid.
Anyway, she's got hypnotising aura, she says.
If she says that.
She dated someone in the public eye.
Oh, did you find out? I want to know. Text Alfie. I want to know who she dated.
Not us doing our fact checking on the pod.
Come on. I want to know who it was.
Okay.
And she wants to be a villain.
Does she?
I think I know who she dated in the public eye. Tesla. Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll find out who she really dated.
We'll ask Alfie and see if Alfie knows.
It'll probably be someone we've never heard of, some Canadian football person or something.
Yeah.
If they even play football there, who knows?
It could be Justin Bieber.
No, it could be. Or Celine Dion.
They went to school.
Or Avril Lavigne.
The three famous Canadians. Sorry, Arissa. Janine's in next. Janine. I'm supposed to think of EastEnders.
Janine is 44. She looks good for 44.
Can't remember what she looks like. What does she look like?
She looks a bit like me, slightly.
Does she? Oh.
Blonde and big
floral dress.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah. She had her hair bunned up.
Yeah. She's got an sort of essence of me about her. Do you know I mean?
She's an MUA.
Makeup artist. Oh.
And hairstylist.
Oh, she does sound like me.
She's not doing it for the followers. She already has them.
And she's a content creator and she doesn't like know-it-alls.
She wouldn't like us.
Me either. Do we know it all? We're more like know-nothing.
We think we do. That's the problem. Then we have to get to try to name Santina.
Then we have to do our apologies the next episode of all the facts we got completely wrong.
Not only that, all the people we've offended as well.
Well, we just gloss over that. Next in was Todd.
Is he a screecher?
Todd.
Is he a screecher?
I like him.
He's a Newfoundlander.
I like this.
Okay, he's funny. Irish.
Yeah. He's 31. He's from Happy Valley.
Oh.
I'm watching Happy Valley at the moment.
Isn't that a brand of cereal bar? That's Nature Valley.
Yeah. Have you seen that Happy Valley?
Isn't that like ITV drama?
Yeah.
Might
as well be. Sarah Lancashire.
Yeah, same
thing. That show, if you've never seen
it. Is it good?
No spoilers. It's really good, but it's one of the most depressing, miserable shows I've ever seen. The fact it's called Happy Valley is quite ironic, but it is actually quite good, but it's quite dark.
Is it trying to be the new Broadchurch?
It is kind of like Broadchurch, but it's so grim, but it's very, very good.
Is it?
It's really good.
Is it a few series in
now? It's finished now. It's three series.
Oh,
six episodes each series.
Where are you going to get that in Canada?
Well, I'll download it if you really want to watch it, because it is worth watching. Don't worry, I've got your back. Anyway, moving on. He's the first Labradorian to do Big Brother Canada.
What the hell?
Woof.
Keep him away from the toilet paper.
I like his accent. It's fun. We need to get...
Did he woof?
We need him to stay in... No, I'm just woofing because it's a Labrador.
I don't remember that.
We need him to stay in so we can work on his accent.
A.K.A. our Irish accent. He was wearing the banana hammock, wasn't he?
No, oh, that's a bit old hat, isn't it?
It's Bora.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. It's
bless you.
Of Bora, isn't it? Which is about 20 years old. Isn't it? He's a bit of a schemer. Oh, he's more of a schemer than a screecher, it turns out.
Jesus.
Not the Kevy Webby Collection blazer. There you go.
Oh, did he?
Bless. Oh, and next, what happened? I've got the winner's looks and a puke emoji.
Jack, my partner, was getting very irritated.
Partner.
Well, I don't know. Was getting whatever with my living lover. Was getting very irritated with all the winners thing. It's like, why do they have to do this? I said to keep the show on the air.
Well,
that's
yeah. Also, you probably don't know this. They've got a record 12 sponsors this year. I think it's 11 or 12, and they like. Made out like they got this announcement to say, and of course people thought they were gonna say the live feed was back, and it was we've got 12 sponsors.
Psych. Oh god,
that's why when they do their like Big Brother Canada contest house guests are competing for, it takes ages because Arissa's got to read out all those that list of companies.
Oh, for God's sake.
But it does keep the I said to Dan, it's the only way the show can stay on air, so we can't like hate on it too much.
Oh, we hate on it anyway, but we also take a piss out of it, so it's fine. So the others said, if any returnees come in, let's get them out first.
Yeah, Dennis was the one to really sort of like commit to that in that trophy room, because he went in there, saw the names and thought, hang on a minute. He said there's no glasses left though.
Oh.
Are they trying to lull them into a sense of false sense of security by exhausting the glasses?
But they never do get these people up first.
No, and they never
do. They get starstruck. They get spun around.
And Aaron Brock comes over the tannoy and says, "Look, don't forget, you can't vote out Spicy V this week." Yeah,
it's just it's annoying. So, what do you think about two housemates coming in general?
What's the point?
Don't you think it just they just There's take no point. Over? They just take over.
I just think like if you're gonna have two, don't bother. Because really, well, they shouldn't stand a chance.
But they will.
They probably will.
They will.
But it's just like, why not do it like before when you had half-half? That worked really well.
I feel like two is just unbalanced, and I feel like it reminds me of when Paul went back in. And he just took over the whole thing. It's just, I don't know. It's
we've got an answer on who, what's the name?
Lexus
dated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big name, actually.
Is it?
Shall we do some guesses? I don't know if they're Canadian.
Is Drake Canadian?
Is
it Drake?
What the fuck?
Only because someone off 90 Day Fiancé dated him too.
Yes, it's Drake.
Ding, 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 ding.
My God.
Is he Canadian?
I was going to start giving you clues, Mallard.
I've ruined it. Quack.
Drake. He is Canadian.
Yeah, Chantel off 90 Day Fiancé dated him as well, apparently.
He's my age. He's 37. Is born 86. Well, I'm older than him, but same year.
Yeah.
Wait, is Drake that Champagne Pappy guy? Is that him?
He's that Hotline Bling guy.
That's not knowing who Drake is.
I do know who he is. I know he's got a song called I'm Upset, and he's got another song called In My Feelings, which both make me laugh. Sounds like a teenage girl.
It is Champagne Puppy, isn't it? That is his handle, right?
I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know anything about Drake, apart from he seems a bit pathetic. No offence.
Is this him? Why are there no pictures of him on his own Instagram? For fuck's sake.
He's butt ugly, that's why.
Is he? I thought he was a good looking boy.
He's not great.
That's him, right?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Yeah, that's Champagne Puppy. That's his handle.
We've got enough puppies on our hands without him.
He's a big deal. I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, he's quite famous, yeah.
Maybe they were children at the time.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, at school or whatever.
Wow.
I don't know either.
Thanks for the information, though.
Thanks, Alfie.
I don't know how that guess just came to me. Just like
that is so
Sultana.
Weird. Drake came to you quicker
it
than
did,
Sultana.
It did.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the two that they've put in. Spicy V.
Yeah, good.
Good. I was happy to see Spicy V back, weren't you?
I mean,
Spicy V is one of my favourites.
I could do without.
What do you mean?
what's she gonna do? Like,
desecrate good TV.
Is she a good player?
No.
No, exactly. So why are we putting her in?
Because she's good TV.
Okay.
How dare you talk about Spicy V?
Do you know what I'm confused about?
Yeah.
Spicy V, spelled with V-E-E. Didn't you just think it would be a V?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I called her Victoria later on, and then Jack went, who? Spicy V, like, that's her name
She is
now.
Called Victoria.
Yeah, that's her name, Spicy V.
Well, why is it Spicy V and not Poutine Puppy then?
Oh, don't get me started.
He doesn't get that.
No.
Champagne from Poutine Puppy, Champagne Puppy. That's why he called himself that.
Oh, is it?
It's ironic.
Oh.
He's such a funny guy.
I don't think he has irony in his wheelhouse.
He's such a lovable character.
Hold on, just before we get to him.
Yeah.
Spicy V says she's going to try and lay low.
She says she's wiser, stronger, bigger and better. I thought, yeah, more filler, that's for sure. Didn't think lips have gone a bit...
Spicy V, you did not need a filler in your lips. No. You had nice lips anyway. She just looks like a bit of a caricature of herself, really.
Yeah, but... You know what it's like. What? You do one season of Big Brother Canada, you come back looking attractive.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said? When those players walked in. I did think she looked good.
She looks good.
She looked more... She had more presence. She had more star factor.
Mm.
Like, it was slightly like Haywire.
Mm.
Like, I guess, like, the pink hair with the roots is a conscious decision. Mm. It's still on brand for Spicy V. It's just like, everything is just slightly, like, bigger.
Yeah, it is, that's for sure.
And in that, by that I mean in terms of presence, louder.
I just feel like Spicy V's got a little bit bigger, but her clothes haven't got a bit bigger, and I think that's the problem.
The clothes have got smaller.
The clothes are smaller, and I'm worried that it's going to pop out, and the sponsors are not going to be happy.
I'm sure that there's a lot of tape involved.
Yeah, there has to be with those boobs. Like, literally, you could see her whole boob, like, apart from the nipples. It was like she was wearing a 90. Mind you, I used to go at my 90 back in the day.
I think she looked good with it.
I love Spicy V, and I won't hear a word said against her, so stop right now. she's good TV. She's good fun. She's chaotic. She's nuts.
I'm trying to work out if she had any good plays. I feel like maybe
no,
she did.
Don't you remember when she was in the Invisible HOH? She told Kiefer, didn't she? She was absolutely useless.
God, me remember she was there with Kiefer. She was, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
How many years ago is that? 2 years?
Two or three, yeah.
Oh, here you go. There was a theory that the returnees would be Sheldon and whatever that woman was.
Oh,
at the
Brooke.
End. Brooke.
The two winners.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have minded that, to be honest.
The redemption story.
I wouldn't have minded seeing more of Sheldon, to be honest.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
Should have been Chris and his mum. My absolute all-time fave. Brooke, though, I mean, who would even remember? No. All right, we've got to talk about this other cunt now.
Pretty Boys. Dougie-licious.
What did you think when you saw him?
Expect the expected. Oh, I don't like... You know I don't like him.
I hate this guy. Like, he's actually ruining it for me watching it.
Oh.
He's so up his own arse. I just want someone to get him out so quick.
You know what he's got for you?
What?
The Cody factor.
Yeah. Do you know what annoys me? The way he talks, he acts like he is like Dan Giese, like an absolute mastermind. Can you actually remember anything he did that was of interest in his own season? What did he actually do? Nothing. Got to set two and then lost. I remember him being really horrible.
Got to where?
Final two. Set two.
Set two in maths.
I remember him being horrible to that Kira, was it?
Was he?
Yeah. Was she non-binary? Were they non-binary?
Yes, they're non-binary.
They were non-binary. And I remember him being horrible to them.
We got confused because she had a message and they called them. They had a message and they called out Auntie Kira and we got confused.
Oh, God. That's confused me even more. Anyway, I remember Anthony being horrible to Kira. And Kira was sort of on the outs then and it wasn't nice.
Kira was a terrible player.
Oh, they were crap. But still... And then just this whole Pretty Boys fit,
Pretty Boys is basically blowing their own smoke up their own arse. They think they're great, don't they? But I think the problem for us is it wasn't fun to watch.
No, it
so
wasn't.
We don't have any respect on the game, but they think they were the masterminds of the game.
But why did bring back him? Why?
Because he didn't win, I think. I think they want to bring back people that didn't win, don't you?
Well, that's fine, but there's plenty of other people who didn't win. Every single person who didn't win. We could have picked from any of them. I don't know, I don't get it.
At least it wasn't Kiefer.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Oh, I don't know. I just don't know what the reasoning behind it is. I don't think he's just irritating.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He thinks he's all that and he isn't over it.
He said everything he says is smoother than cream cheese. Ugh. I feel like he's a bit misogynistic, actually.
He is,
but
yeah.
Like he's made it a brand and it's become okay somehow.
Mm-hmm. He is. Also, he looks like he's been eating all the cream cheese as well.
No, he always did.
No, he looks fatter than ever, though. He used to be, like, slightly muscly. Now he just looks like... sack of shit.
is that okay? His arms are big. That's just the thing. Mm. Some of these people who are a bit heavier set, they can hide behind big arms.
But sometimes when you're muscly and then you get fat, it looks even worse than if you were just fat in the first place. Do you know what I mean? You know, when you were muscly, but now you're fat, you've just got like flabby muscles.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. Look, it's not ideal. I apologise for all the talk about people's body shapes. All body shapes are acceptable. Unless I don't like you, then I'll bring them up and slag you off.
You like Spicy V? And look at the treatment she's getting.
I love Spicy V. She looks good. She just needs to get bigger clothes. Right, he said the pretty boys will never be duplicated, thank God.
He did say his problem last time around was that he didn't understand jury management.
Interesting. Well, we'll see. Or, I mean, he's not particularly endearing himself to anyone at the moment, I would say, is he?
Oh, well, no, certainly not Victoria either, because originally he was like, we're going to stick together, never go against each other.
Mm.
And then now she's pissed off with him because he won that HOH, isn't she?
Well, Big Brother split them up by putting them against each other, which was a good idea.
They found the car in there. Well, Anthony and Spicy V going around the house was quite fun, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy V trying to mount that, like, 4x4. She gave it a spank as well. I thought that was quite funny.
You don't want to win the car. Remember Memphis and the car get on his first season? Put a right car get on him.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah, because he won the car. Then we had the comp where they had to choose their own entourage. This was the most boring fucking competition I've ever seen.
Also, more clothing than you'd expect on the first comp, I noticed. Not as revealing the outfits.
Oh, good. They're probably trying not to embarrass them like they normally do, putting them in little pot pants.
Yeah,
and
standing on a block of ice.
Yeah.
It's Indiana Jones sort of theme, wasn't it? Hanging off that rope.
It's one of those comps that's not interesting to watch because you can't tell who's doing well.
Oh no, it's really boring.
There should have been a bigger fall as well, so we could have had some Felicia type, you know, thuds.
Yeah. Some twisted ankles.
Todd was on the wrong knot. No wonder he hit me so hard.
Shouldn't he be disqualified for that? I know it was harder than it needed to be, but
I think Todd has the old Adam Pike hair. Is that his name?
Oh, the one where I tried to get it cut and I came out with a cura.
Yeah. He's got that same hair.
As if I went to the barber and asked for the Adam Pike, I literally showed the picture.
Yeah.
Some shitty haircut they'd done in the BB Can house. Came out looking like Kira.
Avery said he's a little old about Dennis. That's not very nice. Leave him alone, ages. And someone said, I'm hanging on until I'm a corpse. Whoa.
Probably Dennis is not far off.
That's a bit much, isn't it? Oh, dear.
Glad you picked up those gems, because I didn't. Anyway, yeah, it wasn't the HOH. So did they come in before the comp started, the two returning players, on those nice thrones?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a perfectly good diary room chair for a start. Mm. Better than that fucking stool. Anyway.
Ottoman.
I've written a sentence that makes no sense whatsoever. How did they win? Win, compete. What's that? Win, compete.
It's because
did someone say that?
It's not HOH comp, it's you get to choose what teams are going on.
I think maybe I was talking and my phone was just recording.
See?
Transcribe it. Anyway, Lexus was that winner.
Are we going on to episode 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
She really kicked it into fifth gear for that one, didn't she?
Mm.
I feel a gravitational pull towards Anthony, Everett, and she likes sleazy men in brackets. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they had to go and.
Weren't you surprised
pick their sides.
How many people pick Spicy V?
Oh, everyone wanted to be on the side of the house. I like that.
But I thought, if you actually want to win, you should probably go with... is he Anthony or Anthony? I think it's Anthony.
Oh,
I hate those Anthony.
Anthony Hutton.
I hate those Anthony people. I can never get it right.
No, it's Anthony.
Let's just call him whatever. Let's just call him...
Dougie. I don't know what to call him.
A Putin Poppy.
the possibilities are endless.
I know, because Spicy V was calling him Dougie, and then Jack was like, who's Dougie? It's like, we need, like, a fucking disclaimer for this. Anyway, Matey, who said he was going to win everything, did not, I noticed.
Why did Anthony say to Vivek, come on, daddy?
Ooh.
Dan said, that's our word. We can't have anything.
Mm-hmm. What is your word? Are you two calling each other daddy?
No, the gays.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, just keep like, your private life
gay, yourself. Isn't it? Is daddy, it? Yeah. Because if someone's hot and like
a bit like daddy.
Old, yeah, they're like daddy as fuck.
Mm. Oh, what about when someone tries to make you call them daddy and Ben? That's not happened to me, but I've heard of it.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy, isn't
That's
it?
That's never happened to me.
Keep that shit to yourself. that was when Avery said Gillian was a good player, but it should have been Gary. I was like, immediately, she's my new fave. I like the Hall of Fame with the eyes, the star with the eyes in. That's good.
Well, I didn't notice it's got an eye.
Yeah, it's got the eye around the star.
Oh.
Have a look next time.
Like the iconography of the eye. Victoria to Anthony in the kitchen. She's like, oh, the old water bottle, filling up the bottles. Like, oh, this is nostalgic.
Anthony was trying to get Victoria to throw it already. And then she was looking for her invisible HOH trophy. It's probably invisible.
It was glass, wasn't it? Crystal or something. I like that. Nice touch.
Mm. I like the little details of people who'd won stuff and the trophies. That's
yeah, we'll never get to see it close up, though, will we, ourselves?
Well, you never know. It might be on the digital dailies. What the hell is this? Vicky and Avery are Havocardies. What the hell does that
Vicky?
Mean?
Vicky? You calling her Vicky?
Who the fuck is it?
Victoria.
Oh.
What is it? Was it? What
throwing they having? A new name into the mix.
What are they having?
Havocardies. Because they're causing havoc. And wearing cardigans? I don't know.
Yeah. No. Havoc Hotties.
Oh.
And I heard Havocardies as well. Havocardies it was.
Mm.
Havoc Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Havoc Honey. Victoria was like, we should, and then Avery was like, be friends. It's like, so excited to be friends with Spicy V. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably would be too.
I would be.
The Newfoundlander, Todd, doesn't have a girlfriend because everyone knows each other where he comes from. Imagine, like, you thinking that, like, oh.
10,000 people in the town.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Surely it's okay to date 1 in 10,000.
Yeah.
Surely.
Anthony said...
Can't all be connected, can they?
Anthony said, slim pickings, eh? That did make me laugh. I just hate the way Anthony is talking to people. Like, he's so transparently just trying to, like, manipulate people. Don't you think it's just so obvious? He's not coming at them, like, friendly. He's coming at them like, you do this, you do that sort of thing.
It's transactional. It's a game.
Yeah, it is. Annoying. Also, have you noticed his beard stops halfway up his...
Oh, I've noticed his hair starts halfway up his head. Looks like he's wearing a toupee.
Oh, God. Let's hope that no one listens to this ever. he said, I need fresh Come minds on. To control. He can't control Dennis because he's too old.
I liked that. No, he said that he could tell that Dennis was a bit too like switched on, right?
Mm.
He said loyalty is what goes furthest to Todd. Todd said, if you're looking for loyalty, I'm your man. I thought, I bet he is a bit of a lapdog, that Todd. Those Newfoundlanders.
I like that Todd, though.
Stupid, aren't they? Roll over and rub my belly. Is he a screecher?
I want him to stay.
Me saying that all those 10,000 people are stupid, that's offensive as well.
No, they're not.
Gullible, maybe.
Naive.
Personable. Naive, that's a better word.
Kayla, is there someone called Kayla?
Yes.
Wants a boy out. And this was when they were created V's Angels.
Oh. So. Is this the Girls Alliance?
Yeah, God. Start of the Girls Alliance.
Is it good to put yourself in the centre of it and make it your name?
Well, what about... I feel like there was... Oh, there was one... I can't remember.
Let go of that thought.
Elijah told a story about how he punched a burglar. I thought that was quite fun.
Oh, yeah. I've got a fisticuff story.
Imagine him punching a burglar. Was the burglar a five-year-old?
What he said fuck? He gave the burglars the old 1-2. They got goosed. What's goosed? What, is Goose...
I thought I was giving someone a wedgie, isn't it?
I don't know. Isn't Goose like the guy at Top Gun?
No. Yeah, he is, yeah. That's the guy out of ER, Dr. Green.
I thought it was Tom Cruise.
Oh, actually, no. But he's in Top Gun. No, Tom Cruise isn't Goose. Goose is Tom Cruise's best friend.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think maybe Dr. Green is Goose, but I'm not 100% sure. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know what Goose means, so I'd like to know if anyone does know.
We'll be like the pretty boys.
Maybe that's his nickname, Goose.
Maybe.
Because he looks like one.
Who said this? We'll be like the pretty boys 2.0. Yeah, you wish, man. Was that Anthony pouring scorn on someone? Okay.
And yeah, said the girl... he was talking to Vivek. He said, "Spend as much time as possible with the girls. They're always talking. The girls. They're not just talking about makeup, which was ironic because their strategy was: if we're in here talking, and the girls and the boys come in, we'll just talk about serum and things like that." Nice.
But because, to be honest, I'm talking about makeup at least an hour or two a day, so it's
sure Roman Empire, isn't it?
Anthony was getting annoyed because someone was telling him how to play the game. He's like, "I don't need his help how to play this game."
I kind of like that overconfident. I'd like to see it crumble.
So would I. Oh, I would just love him to get out like second week or something. Imagine how delicious it would be. But I don't know if Spicy V's got it in her to do it.
She's pissed off at him now, so she might go more towards the girls.
I hope so.
What I'm worried about is that this Girls Alliance thing that she's putting herself as part of is a front, and she's actually going to be more loyal to Dougie. But he won't be loyal to her.
No, but he said, Spicy V's already told me that the girls are working together, and I was like, oh, great. But we never actually saw that, so he could have just been making it up. Anthony wants two girls out that Spicy V is close to, and she wants two boys out. So they were sort of...
Didn't they strategize before that they should put a boy and a girl on the block every time so it doesn't become obvious what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I could be wrong. Yeah, you go. Plans put a girl and a guy up to hide their alliance.
Okay.
No, that's the girl's strategy. To hide the girl's alliance, they're going to put a boy and a girl up every time. Right. So basically, a girl offers themselves to the block so they can get rid of that boy, but stay under the radar.
I have my ear pierced.
Oh, you said someone came round off Facebook.
Some random woman, yeah.
Probably got an infection. When was that?
Like in the week. She just came round like with a gun and just went and then left. It's fucking great.
Shame.
25 quid.
Elia wasn't there. He'd give her the old 1-2 coming in with us with a gun.
It's good. I liked it.
Is it Elia or Elijah?
Elijah. So then there was a fashion show, which was a bit boring, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Some of them looked good. Winners. Were they... Winners' clothes weren't as bad as usual, I thought.
Some okay, some bad.
Mm. Oh, God.
What?
The HOH comp.
Oh, you were pleased to see the host come in, weren't you?
What did you think?
I just thought, oh, no, it's him.
All the people, like, he is one person that literally no one wants to see again. No one. Not even his own mother could give a shit.
Oh, come on.
Well, yeah, his mum to get him out of the house, but apart from that. It's like, what the fuck? Anyone but him. Anyone. Well, he goes, Koozie, oh, you act like the show revolves around you. She's like, I am the show.
Don't I? No, you act like you control me. Don't I?
That's so fucking great.
Koozie probably can't. Like you said, maybe the Koozie's contract.
Shut up, spill the tea. People stopped saying that like 1,500 years ago.
From the olden times.
Yeah.
So what is this? It's like the paint splat comp, isn't it, in US. I like this though, because it had a slight shit stir element, didn't it? Which I don't think Big Brother Canada would normally do.
No, I liked it. It was like I couldn't quite follow it, but I could sort of understand what was happening.
So basically, the team captains, Anthony and Spicy V, had to predict how their teammates would answer who's the most annoying, who's the most full of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting questions. Most fake so far.
Mm.
Most likely to backstab their alliance.
Don't you think it would have been better to have this comp a couple more weeks when we knew what the answers were as well?
Maybe. But they actually had a good read on their teams. Mm. They were really getting the right for the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, it's interesting because obviously we haven't seen enough now, we don't really know how these people operate, but like it was clear that they thought Donna was annoying. It was mm-hmm. clear that they thought Tola was annoying mm. too.
Why was that? Did Anthony keep targeting Donna?
Yeah, he seemed to just keep going for her, didn't he?
I think he fancies her.
Oh.
He's pulling her pigtails. So Anthony, unfortunately, won first HOH. And what does he have to do? Oh, yeah, and then he was in the diary going, yeah, I'm the first HOH. It's just like, it was literally between you and one other person. It's not like you beat, like, 12 people to be the HOH, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, kissing his flabby-ass biceps.
Yeah, they had to, one of them had to be the first HOH. Mm, you don't necessarily want to be that, do you?
No, he does, because he's so stupid. The people who... Oh, yeah, this is my thought. The people who chose to be on Spicy V's team made their own bed. Don't you think? It's just going with Spicy V. Just carnage. You're choosing chaos, but you're not choosing to win the game.
She didn't do badly, I no. will say.
She was getting pissy, though, wasn't
well,
she?
Because she
had to throw it.
She... Well... This is it. Going out to the comp, she basically said, you need to throw it to me. It wasn't an agreement, was it?
No.
This is when it gets sticky.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really go, yeah, yeah, okay, I will.
Mm.
And then she, the problem was, she was looking visibly pissed off
she was.
At him winning.
She was.
So where's the game face? There isn't one.
I'll give it a week before those two are daggers drawn, if not sooner.
I think that's already happened.
Yeah, probably. So that was it. That was our first look at BB Can 12. What do you think?
I mean...
Boring so far.
Not the best start we've ever had. But the start like probably is always boring.
The housemates seem bland, but that's because we don't know them yet. They might be interesting.
Yeah. No, but, I think the cast seems all right. I feel like the older age, I like that. I feel like there's it's a bit different to what we've seen before. I like that it's leaning more like late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of them like wanting to be... bitchy and villains. There's like a few big characters there that might be entertaining.
I don't think Canadians got in them to be villains. Too nice.
What about Koozie? What about Kevin?
What about
quite villainous?
What about Tom Plant and Andrew Gordon and Kenny Brain? Oh, he was a good villain.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, I haven't seen a villain like that in a while though. Like a proper. Ooh, I hate you. Mind you, Anthony...
You don't want the people that you really hate.
No, though. Anthony is the person who I hate, so...
What I do think is, like, those, you know, really bland like Emmett-style characters, they've been swept out of the casting.
Good.
We haven't seen anyone like that for a long time, and I'm happy with that. There's none of those, like, obvious B-style men.
Mini bad Brad Pitt guy seems a bit bland, you know?
Yeah, but he's not that brand of jock, though.
No, jock. True. Okay.
I think they seem all right. I think there might be a few characters that we remember after this year.
We'll see.
And you only need a few.
We'll see.
Mind it's you, very we could remember days. Santina's name.
That
so.
Is really bad, and she was one of our favourites. We'll see. I it's too early to say anything at the moment. Let's give it a week or two. And I think it doesn't help that it's on at the same time as Celebrity Big Brother because most of our attention is on that at the moment. Whereas I feel like once that's over...
This is a side alliance, isn't it?
With Big Brother Canada
at the moment. But Celebrity Big Brother is only on in the UK for
three more weeks. Yeah,
so after that, we'll be fully dedicated to the cause of BB Can Studios.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've got any emails about Big Brother Canada.
Oh, neither do I.
No. Should we have a look?
Oh, I guess so. I don't want to pause this one in case it breaks, do you?
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
No adverts for you listeners because, you know...
Oh.
We respect you too much.
No, we should put some adverts in, you're right. Don't say no adverts.
Well, we got to the end and there weren't any.
We can still put some in.
Shoehorn one in.
We'll put some in now. We can. That was like 58.19, all right.
You ain't going to remember that.
I will.
You're writing it down. So professional. But yeah, I would really like to know your thoughts about Big Brother Canada.
We've got one here from Laurie, of course. Laurie's emailed us to bboomblastpod@gmail.com with your thoughts on Big Brother Canada. Laurie says, I was really excited to see Spicy V back. At least I was.
Oh.
Oh, for a few fleeting moments. Oh, dear.
God.
Trust in anything the PB... What's the PB? Our Pretty Boys says will be her downfall.
She's right.
Seriously disappointing. Oh, dear me.
Eesh.
All right. A bit harsh, Laurie. Disappointed. It's really hard to get hyped up about this season.
Mm.
No live feed. Oh, not on this podcast, dude.
She's, well...
No morning Taryn.
Oh.
What's that mean? They're vetoing it because there's no live feed.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's live feed updates.
He used to do one every day, yeah. So I guess he can't if there's no live feed.
Think yourself lucky. Gained yourself another, well, I don't know, what, half hour of your day. I miss being consumed with too much info. Oh, God. What odd state of being to... surely we're overwhelmed with information in our age.
Laurie's got other shit she can do, I know it.
She's got a watch list as long as her aunt. At least BB on Blast is here to save the day.
We'll try.
Careful. She might have spoken too soon. Once a week, she's put...
Oh, well, is that right?
Didn't know you were running our schedule, Laurie. Smooches. Kiss emoji. Ta-ta for now, loyalist Laurie. Gosh, she's presumptuous, isn't she?
We shall certainly endeavour to do it once a week. I mean, it
will be once a week for our Patreons.
I was going to say, let's not bother with Big Brother Canada this week. And you were like, no, let's do it. I was like, oh, okay then.
Liam sent us an email, but it's only about, well, it's a bit about Canada, but most of the UK, so we'll keep that one for the UK coverage.
Oh.
Join us on our UK coverage coming up on Spotify and anywhere else you get your podcasts. I think that might be it for the BB Can feedback.
People are really excited.
Really
about
set the internet alight, hasn't it?
And
yeah,
did you know we've got a BB on Blast TikTok now?
Oh, what do we you have. Think about that? Well, I know about it because I made it. It takes a lot of work. We need to do a TikTok, actually.
Oh, no. Do we?
Well, we need some content for it. We've got 40-odd followers on there now.
Up
from 7.
40?
Hey, it was that 7 before I posted those videos last week. That's not too bad. Those Jesus. Followers are crying out for content. But they don't care about Big Brother Canada. They care about UK.
Oh, okay. We'll do that then. Follow me on Twitter, @LightUpVM.
Follow me, @BB_Superfan.
Follow... BB on Blast on Twitter and on Spotify and on Instagram and on
YouTube
and on subscribe to our YouTube. We need the subscribers, please.
Yes, we do. Please do subscribe.
We've got some good stuff on there. Interview with Trish, that was good.
Interview of Yin Run.
Yeah. Old ass interview with Tully.
My look around the Big Brother UK house. That Tully interview has never been seen until recently. An exclusive.
no, it did get
the recording went up, but not the video. Mm. So that's that. You know, I edited that for you. Please have a look.
Thanks. And check out our Celebrity Big Brother podcast, which we're about to record right now. And if you've not seen Celebrity Big Brother, you should watch it. It's fun.
Mm.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.